Hi, this is Dawn Shireen, and this is my podcast, Dancing with Bipolar. Well, some of you guys have already made it into 2021. You made it out of this hell year, and many of us are approaching it closely, so it's pretty much a trifecta that, you know, 2021 isn't the end of the world right at the beginning of it, right? So, yay! Okay, we did it. I don't really have a whole lot to say. I feel like I've kind of been doing, like, these remembrance show type things, you know, since, well, you know, since forever, I guess. I don't know. What's going on? Not a whole lot. I'll be honest, I got some weed for my birthday, so, you know, I'm, like, a little stoned, but I'm not drinking or anything like that, and I'm just basically munching out, drinking Mountain Dew, eating Cheetos, and, eating Sweet Tarts by, like, I swear to God, if a truck full of Sweet Tarts came here and dumped pallets, I would be, like, super duper happy. You know, that'd be awesome. Just not, it doesn't have to be pallets. Like, just, like, you know, miscellaneous, you know, boxes that come from FedEx that are candy and food and gum and cookies. And even the dog is like, yeah, right. Yeah, so, what a year, huh, everybody? I mean, I know that's, like, so trite, and everybody says that, and everything that you go to read is always like, oh my God, we made it out, but this year is kind of like, we made it out, without an instruction guide, without direction, without any basis of knowledge as to what to do. We all made it. We're superheroes, people. We rock. I'm not quite there yet, so I'm, like, almost feel like I'm jinxing myself, but I'm within, like, 3 hours. I'm within, like, 2.5 hours in Arizona of time to hit midnight, so it's close enough. And, you know, the whole resolution thing, too, I've never really done that because it's, like, when I figure out a goal or I set something that I'm going to do in my life, I, like, just start to do it. I don't have to foreplan to do an action that's probably going to actually benefit me. So I just, like, take action and just do it. And if you're taking, you know, if you're going to take it serious this year and set resolutions, do it. If you need accountability, you know what, let me know. And, man, I'll bump you, you know, every 2-3 days on your text and see if you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, man. I don't have a problem with that. I'll try to keep accountability of me. Yeah, that's a little different story. I need an accountability partner, actually. You know, I need a partner in crime type situation. I don't know how to, like, do. It's like I'm never gonna forget Christopher, and I'm never gonna forget the love that I had for him, and I'm never gonna judge another person's love against Christopher's love, because it's impossible, right? I can't do that. So I've kind of come to a place where I'm like, maybe not okay with spending time with a specific person, you know, and I don't have anybody in mind right now. I'm just saying, I'm putting it out there. I'm like manifesting it, maybe, like, you know, if someone wants to come along and hang out and, you know, smoke weed now that it's going to be legal in Arizona. It is legal in Arizona, but soon enough we'll be able to actually, like, go buy it. And it won't be a way for people to hold power anymore over people. And it will be freedom, very highly taxed freedom, but nonetheless, freedom of choice. Wow, diva, right? Freedom of choice. That brings me back to, wow, talk about a time travel song right there. Wow, everybody go. YouTube, Devo, Freedom of Choice, and that's what I was doing, like, when I was 15 on New Year's. That was the songs there, Adam Ant, oh my gosh, I can't think of, I'm stoned right now, too, but yeah, like, I can't remember them all, but Adam Ant, I remember for sure. The people that did, oh my God, it'll come to me later, and maybe I'll put them in the show notes, but, yeah, music, like, New Year's for me, and music is kind of key, because, like, it's my birthday tomorrow, and I used to get albums for my birthday, or I would like save whatever money I got and I would go buy music with it. So music and my birthday is just so intertwined, like, you know, it means something to me, and because it's happening on my birthday, it has a bigger effect on like my whole aspect of life and how I know it's kind of weird, right? But it's like a mantra, like it's set at the new year, because that's what people say, and so, you know, I'll go with it. We'll set it at the new year, and my mantra this year is, you can always do better. Level up. Level up, everybody. Look around, see who your circles are, your obtuse plexi, whatever, you know, obtuse oxygons. I mean, I don't know what is going on. I would like to live in a hogan, so, you know, I can't think of the math terms. I can spell it. I can see it right there. I always say hippopotamus, but I know that's not what it is. But anyway, whatever. Wow, where, how did that come along? Anyway, so, Happy New Year, everybody. I know I'm not drinking champagne or anything like that, because I don't drink, but I am stoned, and I have this, like, sense of relief about this, kind of knowing that we're coming out of this year, and I came out of it in, like, you know, I came out of it physically in one piece, a little fractured mentally, but, you know, better than most who went through the same experiences I went through, because I chose to heal, and I went to therapy, and I've done some work, and I've done some work, and that's, you know, that's a large part of it. I could be a wreck right now. I do remember New Year's last year with Christopher and Josh, and we went to Home Depot at, like, I don't know, 10:47 or something to bring back a bracket there was some reason why we had to be out that late at night, you know, at night when the cops are crawling, and, you know, there may or may not have been any form of illicit activity happening, you know, prior to the drive to Home Depot or anything. But somewhere along the line in that, like, hour and 15 minute time until midnight, they realized that they had not bought champagne, and I'll never forget it, because to me it was just so ridiculous. Number one, because I don't drink, and number two, because even if I did drink, and even though it's New Year's, champagne is not, I would rather drink a hard cider, even though that will shut my liver down in half a second. But I champagne's not my deal, man. You know, ice cold spritzer, you know, why can't we just change it? Like a hot chocolate at midnight, you know, I mean, like something that you actually enjoy, you know, at midnight, instead of something that's going to make you vomit like 2.5 hours later. Yeah, right? Yay, everybody, let's go celebrate at midnight. I got Cheetos that I can throw up, so, you know, we're good. I'm good. Oh, my gosh. What a great year. What a great year for the show, and what a great year with our community that is, like, it's, I know we have one, because I look at the numbers, and I look at the countries, and I know that there's groups, and all this and all that, and I'm humbled, and I'm grateful for the platform, and I want to make this year better, just for us in general, as far as, like, you know, like, starting to get stuff moved through, and maybe legislation on some stuff, which I'll have to check into, but not tonight, because I'm stoned, and it's my birthday, and I get Cheetos, and way too much Mountain Dew, and I'm way too happy, but I am happy. I'm not happy for the shit that happened, but I'm happy for the fact that I made it, and we made it, and we made it together, and because of you guys, I could get shit off my chest and, like, not wear my pain as much. Thank you. Wow, I was supposed to get all emotional. Anyway, wow. All right, so tomorrow, Switch, Canadian hip hop rapper, star, ready to explode, star. I'm serious. Like, I've done some serious binging on his latest stuff, and I had binged on some of his older stuff prior, knowing that he was coming on the show. And he's ready to hit. So, you know, why don't you guys, like, go and be some of the first ones to discover him and help him break some numbers. Go check out Cleopatra's Nose on everywhere. Like it. Do whatever it is that, you know, makes it show that it's been listened to. I don't know about the whole download thing. I download a lot of shit, and then I wound up just taking it all off anyway because it eats my memory. So I'm a little confused by the whole download situation, except for, like, school shit, so I can go back. But, do whatever you gotta do, you know, just to make it known that, you know, there you go, we listened to it, and it would be cool to see, like, his stats jump on my birthday. If you guys want to make my day, if you could 2,000 listens to get the show to 25,000, it's a lot to ask for. But if you guys wanted to, like, you know, kind of binge it and ask friends to binge it and whatever, I wouldn't complain, of course. So anyway, we made it, guys. We did it. We got through this year. We are superheroes. And tomorrow's switch, the interview is at 2 Pacific time, and you know I don't edit and all that stuff, so the show will probably be on live by 4. So listen to it, listen to him, check out his stuff. He's SwitchB at Instagram, go follow him, and listen to the show, get it out there, it's gonna be phenomenal. I already know it, because you know why? 2021 is going to be epic. Love you guys. Thank you for hanging in there. This is Dawn Shireen. This is my podcast, Dancing with Bipolar. And hey, let's all stay alive. Okay? Later. Hi, this is Dawn Shireen of Dancing with Bipolar. As we all know, COVID-19, better known as coronavirus, has spread throughout the world. There are a few ways to help lower the spread of this respiratory disease, however. Wash your hands, avoid touching your face, including your mouth, nose, and eyes. Cover your coughs and sneezes. Monitor your symptoms and consult with your doctor. Stay home and away from other sick people, except for medical care. Clean and disinfect high-touch surfaces. For more information, please visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. That's cdc.gov/COVID-19. Thank you.